I know we've driven a few vehicles. I want to get to those. There's a lot going on, too. We'll try to get to that in a moment also. But one thing that I've been waiting, actually, to come back here to talk to you, because right before I left on vacation, I had the opportunity to drive, and so did you. We got the opportunity to sort of switch off in this particular vehicle, and that is the new Ford Bronco, which I've had many, many people asking, hey, when you guys get one of these, please talk about it. This is, I know, a drive radio deal, but it really is here as well on this program, Richard, Rush to Reason. I mean, folks just want to know about it. You see them out running around. It's been a long-awaited, anticipated vehicle that was, you know, made announcements years ago. Finally, is coming to market. We were able to drive one. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so it was, you know, we got to drive one a few months ago, I guess, or kind of end of last year, just, you know, for about 15, 20 minutes, right?
Right.
You know, and we got a hop in it. And I think it may have been the same vehicle or at least similar. And we were initially impressed, as I think most people are. You know, it's a very attractive vehicle. It's a very sightly vehicle, right? You look at
yeah,
it.
Good looking.
And it's appealing. Yeah, it looks great. It's got, you know, the frameless windows, that sort of thing. I know you'll kind of talk about that here in a little bit. But, you know, obviously this is going to compete directly with a Jeep, right, which we
yep.
are very familiar with over, you know, a past number of years. And they're bringing this back. And we got to drive kind of, I think it was the first edition one with the Sasquatch package and some of the other stuff. So it's got larger tires and that sort of stuff. The thing I will say, Dad, is it's nice to have that EcoBoost engine, especially
yep,
at our
power.
Altitude.
Yep.
And it's got great power, able to pull in and out of traffic without too much ease, drive down the road, do whatever you want to do. We had a little bit of snow while it was here, and so it was nice to be able to
yep.
experience that and kind of experience how that vehicle drove. The inside of it feels nice. They've done a really great job with the display,
yep,
with the
agree.
Entertainment system. They've added some cool auxiliary switches, some cool off-road features. You know, they've done some different things in regards to, you know, where your switches and such are at. And it's hard to explain. And honestly, we'd be boring people because we could talk about it for about 30 minutes here.
Agreed.
I think at the end of the day, I was pleased with it. I think it's a good first step. I know it's not their first step, but it's back into the foray. I would like to see them make improvements. It was a little bit noisy
yep,
driving
agree.
Down the road.
Agree.
And I don't know if that was due to the top or maybe due to the model that we had. Obviously, the bigger tires are going to contribute to that as well. And I will say this, that EcoBoost, while the power was there, the fuel economy was not.
Nope.
And that's not something that a lot of people are going to look at when they're into a Bronco. So I understand that completely, folks. I'm just saying if we're going to talk about it and analyze it, that's something where partly when you get that EcoBoost, you would expect it to get a little bit better fuel economy. You know, and I think, Dad, we were in 16, 17 miles per gallon range. And honestly, you would expect that EcoBoost to be in the low 20s.
I agree.
By the time it
I agree.
Was all said
no,
and
fully
done.
Agree.
So,
fully agree. I mean, that particular vehicle, and there's no secrets here. I've talked about it on Drive Radio. We own a 392 V8 Wrangler, which is really a direct competitor, if you would, to this particular vehicle. I mean, a regular Wrangler Rubicon is, but the V8 Wrangler especially is on the EcoBoost side of it because the EcoBoost makes really good power. So does the 392. But really, my fuel economy in the 392 isn't, believe it or not, that far off of this V6 Bronco.
No, and that's the thing is you get the benefit of and the sound and the noise of the V8 with not necessarily the fall off in huge fuel economy. And
right.
So again, not would it prevent me from buying that vehicle? No, I would say this, folks, I would absolutely own a Bronco. I think it's a really fun car to drive. It's a really off-road ready vehicle, and it's going to do well, and it looks fantastic. I will say that, Dad. That's probably
great.
One of my favorite things about that car is the look, but there's definitely a few intricacies or details that I think they could figure out, but overall I was pleased with it. So with that, what did you think of it? You got a little bit more time than I did.
Yeah, no, everything you just said, very well said. Drove it really when we had a really cold spell. We had some snow. I drove it in the snow. It works very well. In fact, it's a really what I would call a snow fighter, if you would. It works extremely well along those lines. It has tons of features in it. I do like the way they've done the dash, much better than I do the Jeep, of course. It's one of the by the way, one of the best things about the vehicle. The one thing about it, and I'll say it straight up. I know some folks are going to love it. Other people like me are going to hate it. I hate the windowless door frames. I know they did that so you can actually take, you know, if you take the top
frameless.
Off and the way the doors
the
look and
window.
So on, it's really a cool feature. And I get it. It is. It is cool for that. But I will tell you this. We had that really, really cold spell, freezing, you know, drizzle in a way, and the snow was, you know, really cold and frozen and so on, and in the runoff down the window, to the point where when you opened the door, you were wondering if the window was going to stay attached to the rubber on the vehicle. In other words, you could actually hear the creaking, if you would, of the glass coming off of the rubber moldings with all of the ice and snow that was on it. Not one of my more pleasant experiences with it. Would that keep me from buying one? Probably not, but that's an area where I wasn't impressed.
Well, and like you said, Dad, I mean, I think the idea is that's obviously not going to happen too often, but at the same time, people don't want to be paying $60,000 plus. Then they get a really nice cold freezing drizzle. They pull on the door, and then, you know, it completely shatters the glass. Not saying that's happened anywhere, but definitely something.
Well, I was sure like worried about it when I was opening the door. It was a second thought you had in the back of your head that, hey, is this thing going to actually stay attached or not? And I didn't like that feeling. And I will also tell you this. It also does, you were talking about the noise inside, that is one of the contributing factors to some of that noise inside the interior also.
Well, and again, that's something that I would say, and folks, I will say, we know this. Off-road vehicles, especially off-road ready vehicles, are more noisy than a traditional SUV, right? This is not meant to be a luxury vehicle on the inside. We understand that, but it's hard to explain. You need to get out and experience it for yourself and kind of see what we're talking about. It was just a little bit noisier than I think you and I maybe were used to or expecting. But outside of that, again, I love it. I think it's a great first shot at it and back into it. You know, this is kind of the first year. I think it's only going to get better, which is great news for Ford and Bronco.
Yep. So, folks, if you want to test drive one, there's not too many of these out there, so you're going to have to kind of nose around to find that. Most likely going to have to order one. Is it a thumbs up from both Richard and I? Yes. Just remember, every vehicle has its pros and cons, and we just mentioned all of those to you. But you can find one of these at your local Ford dealer. At least go and talk to them. And when you do, please tell them that John Rush, Richard Rush from not only Drive Radio, but Rush to Reason also sent you.